Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY23 earnings conference call of India Pesticides Limited, hosted by Dolat Capital. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there'll be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Tejas Sonawane from Dolat Capital. Thank you, and over to you.
From Dolat Capital, I would like to thank the management of India Pesticides Limited for giving us the opportunity to host their Q2 FY23 earnings call. From the management team, we have with us today, Mr. Anand Swarup Agarwal, Chairman, Mr. D.K. Jain, CEO, and Mr. S.P. Gupta, the Chief Financial Officer. Without further ado, I would like to hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks, post which we will open the forum for a Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Tejasvi. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you and your family are staying safe and healthy. I take the pleasure of welcoming you all for the Q2 FY23 earnings conference call of India Pesticides. I hope you all had the chance to look at the financial statements and earnings presentation uploaded on the exchanges and our website. 8.8% supported by increased demand of existing products and new product launches. Our margins were impacted by various macroeconomic factors across the globe. Industry faced challenges in terms of raw material prices, with logistic constraints also creating pressure on the business. However, Indian economy demonstrated its resilience amid such adverse atmosphere, and it continued its performance. All our recently launched products are performing well, and we expect their demand to grow going forward. Further to this, we have planned 70 crore CapEx for expansion at Sandila plant in FY23. 4,000 metric ton capacity at our Sandila plant will be additionally added under phases over the coming quarters. One herbicide and one intermediate will also be added there. As of update on our Hamirpur project, EIA report was accepted by MOEF and meeting with EAC is underway. During the quarter, our long-term credit facilities were rated A+ by CARE Ratings, which highlights our ability to manage capital efficiently. Management team is fully equipped and committed to drive growth with registration of new products, improving product mix, and increasing brand business, which will help company to scale new heights. We are constantly working towards our vision of supporting chemical business and farmers across world by producing superior value chemicals by integrating quality and efficiency. Now I will hand over the further presentation to Mr. Jain. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you for taking out time to join this earnings call for Q2 FY23. During this quarter, we continued our journey of product development and customer acquisition. Our business continues to remain resilient despite external challenging environment. This has resulted in the highest ever revenues during this quarter. However, our gross margins have been slightly dented due to the following major reasons. Number one, carryover of the high cost inventory. Number two, increase in the operating and fuel cost. We are optimistic that prices should rationalize in the coming quarters. We have been able to partially counter this increase. We are sourcing most of our raw materials locally and backward integrated in most of our products, which has supported our operations. Having the ability to develop chemicals that can substitute and reduce our dependence on imports is an important part of our R&D capabilities. Government's focus to make India Atmanirbhar aligns with IPL's growth strategy of focus on backward integration. During the quarter, I am pleased to announce that we are in line with our expectations in terms of growth, CAPEX expansion plans, and product category expansions. Saying that, at the same time, we are constantly working towards customer acquisition, new product development, and identification. As informed by Mr. Agarwal, our Hamirpur project is on schedule. The application has been accepted and listed for presentation tomorrow, that is 15th of November, at the Ministry of Environment Expert Committee. We hope to get a positive result. We are optimistic on long-term growth on the back of our strong fundamentals and R&D at the core, leading to renewed focus on our new product development and head towards the era of growth and higher profitability. With this, I would like to pass on to Mr. S.P. Gupta to walk us through our Q2 FY23 financial highlights. S.P. Gupta ji.
Thank you, sir. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining the India Pesticide conference call to discuss Q2 financial year 23 results. Taking you through the financial highlights, the total revenue stood at 253 crore as against 182 crore in Q2 financial year 22. That is YoY robust growth of 38%. EBITDA in Q2 financial year 23 stands at 55 crore. EBITDA margin was 21.7% in Q2 financial year 23. The PAT stood at 37 crore in Q2 financial year 23 as compared to 42 crore in Q2 financial year 22. The revenue from export stood at 122 crore as compared to 78 crore in Q2 financial year 22, showing a healthy growth of 56%. And domestic revenue stood at 128 crore as compared to 100 crore in Q2 financial year 22. Revenue from technical and formulation stood at 182 crore and 69 crore during this quarter. While our profitability is down, company generating reasonable cash to support capex plan and increase working capital requirement due to higher level of turnover. We remain confident of continuing our growth trajectory while extending full support to our customer, supplier and other valued stakeholders. With this, we would be happy to take your questions. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question answer session. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. We have the first question on the line of Satish Kumar from SK Investments. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Sir, my question is regarding the dependent of raw material, dependent for India pesticides for raw materials and China. See, the latest credit rating report released by CARE as on 6th October 22, they say that, you know, we are dependent on, you know, captan raw materials on China. And based on annual report also, it's, you know, we could fairly say that around 40% of our raw materials we are importing. So, but what we were told that, you know, the company is fully backward integrated for all the products that they are selling. And it is basically, you know, they are procuring the commodity type of chemicals from the domestic market. So can you clarify on this?
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Actually, the captan raw material, we are not sourcing from China. We are sourcing very minuscule, if any, but more than 90% of its raw material, the critical raw material, we are sourcing outside China. And it is not a commodity product, but all other chemicals required for Caplan production are sourced locally from India itself. That is number one. And the dependence of us, our raw materials on China for some other products are there because we are backward integrating some of the products what we are making. And there we are trying to reduce the dependence on China imports.
Are you saying that for 90% of raw material requirement for Caplan, you are sourcing it locally?
No, one of the raw materials we are importing, but not from China.
Okay. Sir, earlier we had around six and then we have launched eight more.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
So once we are, you know, completing the capex work at Sandila,
right.
So how much percentage of that are completely backward integrated? Like out of 14 molecules, how much we are completely backward integrated and we can procure the raw materials from the domestic market?
Sir, in many of the products, we are fully backward integrated. We don't import anything from anywhere. We are totally buying from India itself. And such products are at least, if I understand, at least five products out of this list of 14. And in the remaining products, one critical raw material in each of these, we are importing from China. And this we are trying to further reduce this import by developing our own technology and doing still backward integrated product. But there are some few very bulk products which is completely out of our range that we try to import from China or other sources.
So out of 14 you are saying 5 we are completely backward integrated and 9
yes.
Partly we are procuring it from China or other countries.
Yes sir.
Correct sir. So is it possible to quantify how much percentage of our total raw material requirement we are still dependent on either China or countries?
Around 35% of our total raw material purchase is imported and dependency in China is around
20%. 20% of that 35% or 20% of our total
requirement? Entire purchase.
Second question is on the operating margin. If you see after March 22, the net operating EBITDA margins have been less than 30%. Whereas before that, it used to be in excess of 30%. Now, we claim that we are fully backward integrated. No other Indian company makes this product. And there is a huge demand, from the existing customers asking for additional quantities and all that. So in spite of that, I understand there is increase in power cost or logistics, all that. So we expect, there is a drop of 1 or 2%. But here the operating margins have fallen by more than 10% over a period of 3 quarters. Can you give some clarification on this?
Sir, you are right. The margins have certainly reduced. That was number one. That during the last quarters, there were serious problems of logistics. Whatever raw material we were buying from outside India, the logistic problems were too many. So we had to order a bit more of the raw material to avoid any production loss. So at that time the prices were high. So now we have to carry over those inventories, which is resulting us in the reduction in the margin. That is the number one. And number two, even in the Indian market, the Indian raw materials, they have also increased. There has been a serious increase in some of our basic raw materials, what we are using like carbon disulfide and alkali. There has been more than twofold rise in the prices of these commodities. Though we could pass on some of these to our customer, but full pass on was difficult. And number third major reason was that there has been a tremendous increase in the energy cost, the fuel what we are using. We are using, though we are using green fuel, we are not using any fossil fuel. That way we have a green certification, but we are using green fuel. But the cost of this fuel has also increased almost three times, which has seriously dented the overall profitability during this quarter.
So now I understand these increases there in generally for all the companies. With we being making import substituted product and there is a huge demand from the customer, are we not in a position to pass it on entirely to these customers?
Sir, customers, they are also under severe pressure, no, because they don't get so much of price increase at the at their end. So they keep on requesting us to partially adjust here and there. So we have to, somewhere in between, we have to settle. Because we are working in long-term basis, so they say, sometimes you may get the better margin, so at least try to adjust this time. So like that, we have to keep on slightly adjusting the prices, considering the long-term association with the customers.
I want to further add on this issue that one big multinational company was with us and we were getting better margins, but because of the increase in raw materials, we were not gaining anything, but we remained continued with the customer in hope that in coming years we will make some money, and that came true. Now the prices are going down, so we are comfortable with that company.
Sir, I understand the company's, what is it, tactics are the, managing the customer, keeping the long-term, relations in mind. So if this is the scenario with the new capex, new products are coming up, is it possible for the company to go back to 30% operating margin, or will it be at a relatively lower level which is sustainable, let us say, keeping 3 to 5 years in mind?
Sir, 3 to 5 years keeping in mind, though 30% is slightly optimistic, we feel that it should be around 25% we should be able to manage. Because the new product what we would be launching initially, they will have little higher cost and will take little time to stabilize. So that would be there. But we are very quite hopeful that in the long run, we should be able to manage around that level.
Minimum 25%
yes.
We would be able to. And we are hoping for more, but we are committing 25% at the moment.
Okay, sir. Sir, my next question is regarding
the operator here, requesting you to kindly come back in the queue for follow-up questions.
Okay, thank you.
We have the next question on the line of Karan Shah from GC Holdings. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
So my question is regarding the price pass-on and raw material inventory. So I assume we have high-cost inventory that was procured in the previous two quarters. And that has impacted our gross margins in this quarter as well. So what portion of this inventory would still be there that has been carried forward towards the third quarter and where we will be facing this pressure? And secondly, if you can quantify the amount of inventory loss that was there in this quarter. Thank you.
The high cost inventory as on 30th September was around 55%, which we have purchased earlier. And there is no inventory loss as such. We are selling our product on profit only, but only margin has declined. Since we have consumed high price raw material, so our margin has declined, but there is no inventory loss we have booked.
Okay. And sir, so remaining 45% of the inventory will be utilized in the third quarter. Is it safe to assume that?
Haan, entire high cost inventory will be utilized in it will be in this quarter only. It will be consumed and sold.
Okay. So and how was the price passed on across majority of our top 5 products?
In herbicides category, we could not pass on the price rise fully.
And in the other categories, price rise was possible to full extent?
to majority of the extent we have been able to pass on in other categories, but in herbicide we could not pass on the we could partially pass on the raw material increase.
Okay. And sir, what was the utilization for the current quarter?
It was 78% in technical products.
And what would be the approximate volume growth in the current quarter?
Volume growth was around 32% and value wise it is around 39%.
Okay, sir. I'll just join the queue again. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question on the line of Rahul Jain from Credence Wealth. Please go ahead.
Am I audible?
Yes, I can hear you.
Sure. Thanks for the opportunity. So, with regards to the gross margin, earlier we have always maintained that our gross margins will remain at around 50% plus, including, you had mentioned earlier calls, the new molecules, the new products which you are adding. They will all have a 50% plus gross margin. Last two quarters, we have seen for the first time, after almost 4 or 5 quarters, when the gross margin fell below 50%. In first quarter, it was around 48.5%, and in the current quarter, it is around 43%. So, in medium to long term, say next 1 to 3 years, how do we look at our gross margins?
We are expecting our gross margin to stabilize around, say, 50%.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. And that could happen in, say, next 2-3 quarters?
Yes. This quarter, it may not happen since we are carrying high price in raw material and other inventory. But next quarter onward, we are quite hopeful.
Okay. And in terms of gross margins, can we assume that the 43% could be among the worst margins which you could have? So from here on, you may see some improvement or maybe stable gross margins for next 1 or 2 quarters, but not further deterioration.
Further deterioration will not be there, but it will improve gradually in next 2 quarters.
Sure. And sir, with regards to the capex part, so in the current year, till date, how much we have spent? We were expecting to spend around 70 crores in the current year on our existing premises and around 20 crores for the Hamirpur facility in the current year. Till now, how much has been spent? And
yeah, we spent 35 crore in half year, first half.
And we expect, and further 35 will come in the second half.
Yes.
Sure. And in Hamirpur, do we expect to spend some capex in the current year, given the current situation at which we have already got the EC approval?
We have spent some money on land, and as soon as we receive the approval, I think in the fourth quarter of current year, so we will be spending more on. Our budget is 20 crore, to spend 20 crore.
Sure. So in the last quarter, we had mentioned about utilization at around 80%, and current quarter, you just mentioned to the previous participant, we are at around 78%. And we have had almost 30% volume growth. So
yeah.
I'm just a bit confused in the three things put together, because there is no capacity increase in this current quarter, right?
Yes. There has been no capacity increase.
Okay. So I'm not able to understand that in spite of a volume growth of 30%, our capacity utilization remains almost the same.
In some products, seasonality is involved. Actually, we have commissioned new product for which the season starts from the fourth quarter to first quarter of next year.
Mm-hmm.
So some product, they are seasonal in nature for domestic market.
Sure. Just one last question. We continue with regards to the new products which we have introduced. You expect further two molecules to be introduced in the second half. So
yeah.
This eight molecules, they will all be around 50% plus gross margins, number one. And number two, what could be the contribution from these products in, say, FY24?
Sir, we will be adding these two new products during the remaining period of this year. And the overall revenue we expect to be almost about 2.5 times asset turnover, what we are expecting. And we have done the capex of about 70 crores last year and 70 crores this year we will be doing. So we can expect accordingly and revenue increase next year. Compared to last year, based on that.
So next year, we are well on course to achieve our stated 1,000 plus crores of top line?
Yeah, certainly.
Sure. Thank you so much, sir, and wish you all the best.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have the next question on the line of Ayush Mittal from Mittal Analytics. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. First of all, congratulations on the growth in business. We have two questions, sir. One, when we see the balance sheet, we are seeing a consistent increase in the inventory levels, inventory value. Can you share what is happening on this front and why?
Ayushji, there are few reasons. One important reason is we have purchased a lot of inventory in Q1 in anticipation. There was a lot of disruption in logistics and due to war, raw material prices were increasing. So we have contracted a lot of inventory for our production, high cost inventory. Secondly, in last quarter, we have started one herbicide, which will be used in fourth quarter of current year and first quarter of next year. So we are building up a stock of that herbicide since it is a big herbicide in India. So the inventory has already started declining. In October and November, inventory in absolute number has declined.
Okay. Okay, so this should come back to your normal levels of usual. I think inventory days used to be 70-80. I think that is the level you will bring it down to, or this will remain elevated?
By March, I think it will be at that level only.
Okay, okay. So second, all these new products that we have been introducing, do we have any metrics by which we can share how much of contribution these new products are contributing in absolute, in overall revenues? Or what is the progress on the same, something on those insights from these new products?
Around this quarter, new products have contributed 30 crore of revenue.
30 crore. Okay, that's very good. So for this year, this new products will be doing more than 100 crore?
Around 100 crore. Already we have achieved 52 crore of turnover.
That would be more than 100 crore what we anticipate, Mr. Ji.
Okay.
But we want to be very conservative.
Okay. And so there's some more capacity addition that we'll be doing in Sandila?
Two more blocks, they are coming up. One block will be operational by November end, and another block will be operational by in fourth quarter. That will be for intermediate. And this one block that is expected to commission in this November. It is a herbicide and it's intermediates.
Okay, great, sir. So hopefully in FY24, can we expect that from Sandila we can grow beyond 1100 crore to maybe closer, more than that, once all these projects come online and they get stabilized?
Sir, last year our revenue was 650 crores. And after that, we started on the journey of adding these eight products, wherein we have added 70 plus 70, 140 crores of capex. And we expect an asset turnover of at least 2.5 times. So we can expect the turnover to be in that range
140 into 2.5 plus 650. So it will be 1000 plus this year end. And next year, FY24, it will be certainly more. Because at that time, all the units will be in operation.
Great, sir. Great. Thank you and wish you all the very best.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Rohit Nagraj from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. We have done a commendable volume growth during the quarter and first half. Did we see any demand side challenges from, say, domestic market or exports market, given that there has been a lot of issues in the European market which is going on, plus US has inflationary pressures? So any demand related setbacks that we are currently facing, or any order where postponements or cancellations of that sort any happening? Thank you.
Sir, we have not yet received any cancellation of orders up till now, anything. But there are some challenges in Europe, because Europe this year has been very dry. But now people are planning for the next year. So we have not received any cancellation of the order. And on domestic front, there has been erratic monsoon all across India. And that has resulted in somewhat different utilization of our capacities in different regions. And this has slightly affected us in few of the molecules in the domestic sale. But internationally, we have not found any challenge up till now. Even the Ukraine-Russia war, because we don't have a serious business in Russia or Ukraine, so there is not much of effect at all.
Right, got it. The second question is in terms of the price pass on. So are we facing challenges in terms of completely passing on the prices in the domestic market or international market, or it is equally across both the markets? Thank you.
Sir, passing off the increase in prices, that is always a difficult task, because the customer, they also have their own limitations. And though we have good discussions, and then at least partial increase we are able to effectively do. But some costs, no, we could not pass on, especially the energy cost, etc. And as informed by Mr. Gupta, in one of our herbicide products, we could not pass the full increase, because considering the long-term relationship with the customer, and we hope that we will get compensated in future for that.
Right, sir. So our last question on the projects which are currently ongoing. So are we facing any delays from the project commissioning, or everything is on track and will be commissioned as per the timeline, so that our future growth will not get hampered? Thank you.
They are more or less the same. Timeline is in on track, except there is slight delay in commissioning one of our herbicide plant, which we expected to commission in September and October, which is going this year, because this month it will be commissioned. That was because of one of the critical equipment we got at very delayed time. That was the problem, because it is a very special equipment requiring histoloy lining, etc. So that took little more time for us to decide and to procure that equipment. But now that equipment is in place, and all the raw materials have been already ordered, which are expected to be received by next week. So we would be commissioning this plant by end of November or first week of December. But otherwise, all other projects are unscheduled.
Sure. Thank you so much for answering all the questions, and best of luck, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question on the line of Rohan Gupta from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, first question is on the current capacity utilization, sir. If you can just give some number, what is the current utilization rate?
It is around
77%, 78%.
Okay. And sir, we have plans close to 70 crore rupees more capex with the 3,000 tons addition, 4,000 tons I think additional capacity, right? That takes our total technical capacity to close to 28,000 tons or
27,500 tons.
Right. So on this, the new plant also, the new product also, which you mentioned on the herbicide product, which has been launched in this current year with 100 crore rupees turnover. On that side, if you can give some more clarity, what is this product and whether it's exports market and how much potential you see going forward on this?
Sir, this product is a herbicide mostly used on rice and majorityly it will be sold in India. It is for the domestic sale and it is a very big product in India. And we are already commissioned this plant and we are producing this product regularly. As Mr. Gupta has told, now the season starts late fourth quarter, third quarter, and it continues to the fourth and first quarter of the next year. That is a major season for this herbicide. So we are stocking this product presently. And we hope that we would be able to get more than 100 crores revenue from this product. When it
sir,
goes...
Is this a 9-3 registration or...
Yes, sir?
Is this a 9-3 registration or the product has already been there in the market and we are me too?
No, no. Product has been in the market. Product has been in the market and it is there since quite some time. It is not 9-3. But majority of the intermediate has been imported up till now. But we have started making this intermediate also in our plant. That is the backward integration, what we told now that this intermediate is a very critical intermediate and which has more than 90% was being imported up till now. So that import will get reduced.
Mm-hmm.
And we having backward integrated our system, we would be in a better position to compete in the market.
Right, sir. Sir, in terms of our backward integration, you mentioned that roughly out of the 14 products, roughly 5 you are fully backward integrated and balance 9 you still are import dependent up to the extent of 35%. How do you see that in this balanced product also we can be backward integrated in what time frame and what can be the investment requirement for that and will it enhance our margin further?
Sir, we are trying our best to reduce the dependence on imports, but still there are few products and few intermediates which nobody is making in India and which needed to be imported. And we are trying to reduce this dependence by developing technologies for these intermediates also. So the one we already done in other product, we are doing that plant is under erection. Similarly, we are working on two more intermediates which can be used here itself rather than importing.
Got it, sir.
Yeah.
So thanks. That's from my side. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. We have the next question from the line of Jay Shah from Capital PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello. Congratulations, Hello. Sir, for a good set of numbers.
Thank you.
Sir, my question is more on the broader side because of this crisis in Europe and because agrochemical demand is also increasing. Are we getting inquiries from export markets more for contract manufacturing or CDMO? Kind of inquiries or even, you know, do white labeling from them? Is there any kind of tailwinds that we are seeing on that front? And
we are getting a lot of inquiries from overseas with multinationals and they keep coming to us and they keep on asking new products and we have regular discussions with them and we are open to any contract manufacturing also if they require. There is no doubt about it and we are discussion with many multinationals on this account and we have identified few products with them and we are already working on those products which we would be implementing at our Hamirpur site.
Okay, that's great to hear. And sir, secondly, from the new products that we'll be introducing over the next few quarters, are they majorly going to be domestic focused, or it has a good split between export regulated markets and the domestic markets?
One of the product which we will be commissioning this month end or early next month, it will be completely for export. And the one intermediate what we will be making, that would be mostly for indigenous requirements.
Sir, on the export side, could you throw some light, what kind of market cap would that product have? I mean, what is the total requirement that's there?
Sir, we are putting up a plant which can give us a revenue of initial next year at least 50 to 60 crores. And when we get full utilization of that plant, it can give revenue of almost about 100 crores. And this is also a herbicide which is registered in Europe and USA, etc. And we are already registering our product there.
Okay. So, sir, going ahead for the next, say, 2 to 3 years, will it be fair to assume that the next leg of growth will come more from the technicals and the herbicide and, you know, less from the formulation? Would formulation as a percentage of total revenue be stable or flat or probably decrease? Because, you know...
No, the percentage of formulation would also increase in line with our increase in technicals. Because the technicals what we make, you know, that will be used for our formulation. We are trying to expand the basket of our formulated products. So the growth expected in the formulation business is also similar to our technical growth. So the ratio would remain more or less same.
Okay, sir. Okay, understood. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Hemant from Navig Data, please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Namaskar, aap sabko, sir.
Namaskar.
I have just a couple of questions, sir. One is like this quarter we have done good sales, that is increased. Is it due to exports or domestic? And I just want to understand a little bit about the mix of export versus domestic this quarter and what is projected, sir. Do we expect growth coming from exports or exports or domestic both?
This quarter, our export has grown by 56% and domestic, it has grown by 28%. So more on domestic front.
More on export
front. Oh, sorry, more on export front.
Okay. And sir, what would the future hold like, we'll say 1 year from now? Is that ratio, what is like export versus domestic this quarter or this year, would that hold? Or do we have any specific focus on export or domestic? Just want to understand that.
We are projecting around 50% from export and 50% from domestic in medium range.
Okay. Thank you, sir. So that was first question. Second question, sir, I have is like this quarter we have our cost of goods sold increased, right? I just want to understand, is it due to the imported raw material or domestic raw material or both? Is it like across the board the raw material prices have increased? Any specific price which is probably imported or domestic specific item for which the prices have increased?
No, it is for both the imported and as well as for domestic, for both the raw material. Price rise all across the different raw material.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those are the two questions I want to ask. Thank you and all the best to you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Satish Kumar from SK Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, in the opening remarks, you have mentioned the environmental meeting is expected to happen tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
And in the investor presentation, you have mentioned that you are confident of commissioning the Hamirpur plant by Q4 FY24.
Yes,
so one question is, are you confident of getting this approval by this quarter? And once you get that, are you confident of commissioning? Because you had mentioned you will do it in blockwise, commissioning of the plant at Hamirpur. So you would be able to start the first block before Q4 of next year?
Yeah, sir, if we get the clearance in tomorrow's meeting, then certainly we should be able to start something by quarter 4, 24. Because we feel that it will take almost about a year for us to put up the infrastructure and one or two manufacturing blocks. And then we will be adding block-wise every year. And tomorrow is the meeting, and let us see if we don't get any serious questions, then we should get it cleared. So that is what we are hoping. If we are stuck up here, then probably it will get slightly delay. But if we are able to clear that, then we are quite hopeful that in third quarter, last quarter of FY24, we should be able to produce something.
Because we already lined up a few products.
The products are already there in the design stage.
I know. Sir, in case if this doesn't get through in the tomorrow meeting, how often these meetings happen? Once in a month or once in a quarter, sir?
No, the meetings happen every month. Meetings happen every month. But they would be requiring some clarifications or some additional work or some additional calculations need to be done or something to be done. So that requires some time, no? Again, to resubmit the modified thing, whatever additional information they ask for. So if that we are able to do immediately, then probably it can come up in the next month or so.
Okay, fair enough, sir. Sir, my second question is the capex that you are doing at Sandila, around 4,000 metric ton for the remaining 6 months of the current, you know, of this year. After, my first question is, one is, can we further expand after this capex, or there is no more space there?
Sir, there is no more space. Maybe a very small plant here and there, 5-10 crores, that could be added, but not much, because the site is more or less full now. And we don't want to get too much congested here again from the safety reasons. We want it to be a relatively very safe plant and with reasonable spaces between the different production blocks.
Okay. Sir, you said one new herbicide during this month or next month,
and
the intermediate next quarter.
Yeah.
That new intermediate is for this product only or for any other product that we are already selling?
No, that is for other products, for some other product, not for this product. This herbicide what we are adding, it is already from backward integrated plant we are already putting up. We are starting from again CS2 and chlorine, etc. And this is a 7-8 step process, so it is a relatively big plant.
Okay. Sir, with all these capex commission, you said that we would have added 6,000 metric ton during the current year, which will take us to 27,500 capacity at Sandila, correct, sir?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. So my last question is about the launching the new products. So with all this, we would have launched around 8 new products since the IPO.
Yes.
Now, whatever the new products, that will entirely depend on the commissioning the Hamirpur plant. Is that assessment is, I mean, the understanding is correct?
Yes, sir, except maybe some smaller products which doesn't require a lot of capex, you know, and requiring very small space, we may add up in Sandila where we already have some registrations. So from that point of view, we may add one or two, but majority of the major products will come at Hamirpur site.
But that smaller product, the volumes may not be that much, correct, no?
Volumes could be reasonable, sir, at least 400-500 tons.
400-500 tons, okay.
Some special molecules may be requiring very small volume, but they are good value additions,
good
at margins.
We may fetch better amount.
Yeah.
So if that is the case, if 400 tons, how much it can contribute to the revenue, sir?
400 tons, it can contribute to the revenue of almost about 30 crores.
So why I was asking this is the growth in FY25 would be solely dependent on the commissioning of Hamirpur plant, no?
FY25? Yes. Correct, sir. FY25 majorly it will be from Hamirpur site, and the utilization of this existing, because now we have added 8 products, no, they will get established and at the full capacity, so they will also contribute.
Achha. So how many new products you are planning to launch at Hamirpur, sir?
Sir, Hamirpur site, we would be launching almost in 4 years, 4 to 5 years, at least 15 products.
These are all new products.
New for us, it is new. Some are existing, and some are will be new in the sense it will be only for export, which nobody is making in India or very few people are making in India.
But all these products, as you had told us earlier, they will have a 50% gross margin and a minimum 25% EBITDA margins.
That is what we are calculating, sir. Then again, it depends upon the market scenario at that time, you know.
Okay. Sir, other than these 20 crores which you may do during the current year, over a period of next 4 to 2 years, how much capex is planned for Hamirpur plant?
Sir, we have planned almost about 100 to 125 crores every year for the coming 4 years.
And here also, can we expect an asset turnover of 2.4?
Yeah, yes, between 2.25 to 2.5.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And there also, the ramp-up can happen over a period of 1 to 2 years?
Sir, we will be adding, as I said, in block-wise.
I know, sir. As and when you keep adding, can we expect to run over, 50% in the first year and maybe 100% in the second year?
Of the total plant?
No, sir. Let us say you add some 2,000 metric ton capacity in FY24.
Yeah.
That can we expect, 50% utilization in FY25 and 100% in 26. That's what
Yes. You are right.
Over a period of 2 years, based on their date of commissioning or year of commissioning, it will take around 18 to 24 months.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much and wish you all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That was the last question.
Thank you, sir.
I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. D.K. Jain, CEO, for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for your participation. For any further queries or clarifications, please do get in touch with our investor relations team. Thank you once again and have a nice day.
Thank you. On behalf of Dolat Capital, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.